Acts chapter 4. And as they were speaking to the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being greatly disturbed, because they were teaching the people and announcing in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid their hands on them and placed them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of men came to about 5,000. And on the next day their rulers and elders and scribes were gathered together in Jerusalem, as well as Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of high priestly descent. And they stood them in the midst and inquired, "By what power, or in what name, did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we today are being examined regarding a good deed done to a sick man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel, that in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, and whom God has raised from the dead, in this name this man stands before you in good health. This is the stone which was considered as nothing by you, the builders, which has become the head of the corner, and there is salvation in no other. For neither is there another name under heaven given among men in which we must be saved." And as they beheld the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated men and laymen, they marveled, and they recognized them, that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they had nothing to say against it, but they ordered them to go away outside the Sanhedrin and conferred with one another, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable sign has occurred through them is manifest to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But in order that this would not be spread further among the people, let us threaten them that they no longer speak based upon this name to anyone." And when they call them, they charge them not to utter anything at all, nor teach, based upon the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." And when they had further threatened them, they released them, finding no way that they could punish them on account of the people, because they all were glorifying God for what had happened. For the man on whom this sign of healing had occurred was more than 40 years old. And when they had been released, they went to their own people and reported all that the chief priest and the elders had said to them. And when they heard this, they lifted up their voice with one accord to God and said, "Sovereign Master, you are the one who has made heaven and earth and the sea and all things in them, who, through the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of our father David your servant, has said, 'Why did the Gentiles rage, and the peoples devise vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do what your hand and your counsel predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look upon their threatenings, and grant your slaves to speak your word with all boldness, while stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may take place through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. And when they had so besought, the place in which they were gathered was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak the word of God with boldness. And the heart and soul of the multitude of those who had believed was one, and not even one said that any of his possessions was his own, but all things were common to them. And with great power the apostles gave testimony of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. For neither was any one among them in need, for as many as were owners of lands or of houses sold them, and brought the proceeds of the things which were sold, and placed them at the feet of the apostles, and it was distributed to each, as anyone had need. And Joseph, who was surnamed Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated Son of Encouragement, a Levite, a Cyprian by birth, who possessed a field, sold it, and brought the sum of money, and placed it at the feet of the apostles.